This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة على المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين وبعد. So Ibrahim عليه السلام left Ismail and Hajar in this valley. And then the story turns around and goes. So our mother Hajar calls to him, "Where are you going? Why are you doing this? Why are you leaving us?" And he didn't respond. And then after her insistence, she says, "Allahu amaraka bihada. Has Allah ordered you to do this?" And he said, "Yes." So she said, "Go. Allah Rabbul Izza la yudayyi'una. He will not let us perish." And I said this last week that we will talk about Hajar alayhi salam. So I will come back to this little incident in a moment. So Ibrahim alayhi salam goes to a place where they can't see him, like he walks, he rides away. And then when he's out of sight, he turns towards the direction of the Kaaba. At this stage, the building is not built. But Ibrahim knows that this is where the house of Allah will be. بِدَلِيلِ قَرِينَةِ الْآيَةِ. So he makes the dua, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. O Lord, I have left my progeny in an unvegetated valley. There's no life in sight. There's no vegetation in sight. By the foundations of your house. So it means he knows that the house of Allah will be here. And then he says, رَبَّنَا فَجْعَلْ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. O Lord, so that they might establish salah in this place. فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. So turn the hearts of people towards them. وَرُزُقْهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. And provide them with provisions so that they might be grateful to you. Normally when humankind inhabit a place, decide to build a civilization, a little village, something there, there are certain things they look for. For example, when, Captain Cook came to Australia, when he was doing the analysis, he saw a lot of greenery. So scholars say it had just rained recently, these little, weeds that grow in Australia and die after a few days, it had grown. So he said the place is, very fertile. Australia is an arid or semi-arid place. It's not a very fertile place. But that kind of tricked him and he decided he's going to come and settle here. But so they look for fertile land, they look for water, they look for access, they look for, topography. Mecca doesn't have any of that. No water in sight. Land, fertile from what? It's rock. Access minimal. So it has not, but Ibrahim asks, "Ya Rab, turn people to come here and also provide for them." And subhanAllah, go to Mecca today. The surprise of my life, I found kiwi fruit in Mecca. That's from our parts here, from New Zealand and Australia. Kiwi fruit in Mecca. Why? In response to the dua of Ibrahim, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ, and provide for them from provisions. And this is not now, throughout time, although there was nothing going for them, Allah has kept the doors of plenty open for them. So our mother Hajar, alayha salam, the first thing to note about her is look at her knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzah. She says, "Go, He will not let us perish." So why do I say this is knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzah? So she is there with a little bit of water and they say a little bit of dates, a sack of dates, a bit of dates and an animal skin of water. And the water pretty soon runs out. You can imagine that it's hot. That part of the world is very hot. So she's probably splashed a bit of water on him, tried to give him a bit of water. Water's ran out. And now the child, the hadith says, is twisting out of thirst. Have you seen children hungry? They look annoyed, they look frustrated. They need something to eat. So this child, and it's very difficult for parents to see. So when the mom sees the child grappling for life, it must tear the heart. So to do something, she runs to the nearest mountain to her, a Safa, and looking for some sign of life, water. She just, you know, up and down in agony, desperation. She runs up and down, you know, between the Safa wal Marwa. And then she sees an angel, and there are different narrations to this. She sees an angel at the foot of Ismail. So the hadith of Bukhari just says angel. Other narrations say Jibreel. And her status is such that the angel talks to her. And this shows that angels talk to other than the prophets as well. And there are a hadith from our nation, as in from the nation of Muhammad, in which angels have talked to the Sahaba and have talked to those after them. So therefore, the angel tells her this. The angel says, don't fear perishing. Remember what she said initially? She said, Allah will not let us perish. Now the angel comes to confirm, don't fear perishing. In this valley, the house of Allah will be built. And this boy and his father will build it. And Allah will never let his people perish. And the angel went. But he smacks with his wing and Zamzam comes out. And I want you to visualize rocky mountains, relatively secluded, because not a flat land that you can see them from afar. There's mountains all around. In the middle of these mountains is a lone woman with a little babe sitting and water next to them. And all the surroundings, like, you know, and there was not people very close, like at far distances, they've traveled in search of water. Everyone knows there's no water here. But now all of a sudden they see birds circling above, birds that come for water. So the nearest tribe that was, you know, many miles away, they see birds flocking around this place. So they say from their knowledge that these birds come around water. And we know there's no water there. So they send someone, go check. So can you imagine the scenery? The scout comes to a place where they know it's barren. There's no sign of life or water here. And now they see a lady sitting and a babe with her in water. It must be mysterious. You know, where did you come from? Who are you? Who are you with? Where did this water come from? So they go back and tell their people that there's a lady there and there's water with her. So the tribe comes. And I want you to see the strength of our mother Hajar alayhi salam. Because number one, any normal person left, you know, between those mountains under that heat with no shade, no house, no tent, no nothing, would die of a heart attack. You know, just anxiety would build so much, like, what am I going to do? You know, child's going to, you understand? They will have depression and anxiety and all the rest of it. But she's sitting. And then they come. And this is all we know from the narrations. They say, can we live next to you? Like, imagine. And it's important to think about the details. What type of presence would she have had to have where men of a whole tribe with their women and children and livestock have come, and now they think they need permission for her to settle next to her, although visibly there's not a man in sight to protect her. Like, ordinarily in those times, they should have tied her up, made her one of their servants, khalas, serve the animals and this and that, you know, and your kid will be one of our slaves. But not Hajar alayhi salam. And then they say, can we, you know, live next to you? And her answer is dazzling, yes, but the water is mine. Like, with which force? But this is what? It shows her fiqh in Allah Rabbul Izzah, that Allah is with me. And then, not only that, what is more dazzling is in a few years, this child whose father is not in sight, like Ibrahim alayhi salam is traveling, this child not only grows up, but becomes the leader of this new tribe that has come here, the leader of Jurhum. Like, think about it. Normally, you will choose leaders from your own tribe. You know, your brother, your uncle, your cousin, you have elders, you have youngsters, some of you. So why have they given leadership to this Ismail? And I played different scenarios in my head, and I found only one that works. It is the disposition of this lady. Imagine the conversations. Who are you? Where did you come from? There was no water here. So, consistent with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, because the righteous chew or find opportunities for da'wah. So I am thinking her discourse would be, I am the wife of the Khalil, of the one that created the heavens and the earth. There was no water here. He sent us here. This one here will build a house for Allah here. The Zamzam was brought by the angel to me. Do you understand me? And her passion and her belief and her insistence on it is so much that everyone is forced to yield to her vision. Do you understand? So much so that when the son grows up, khalas, you're the leader in charge of this qawm. Although it's not his father's nation, do you understand me? Later on, he married into Jurhum, but still it wasn't his actual tribe. He comes from Ibrahim alayhi salam. So here, I'm fascinated by Hajar alayhi salam. My dear sisters, sometimes life deals you difficult cards. And I don't think it could get much difficult than the life of Hajar. Shelter non-existent, husband gone, a little child as a burden. Yet subhanallah, out of her faith and her belief and her thiqah in Allah Rabbul Izzah, not only did she salvage the situation, but if I were to use the word, she became the matriarch of the society, it wouldn't be wrong. And positioned her son in a place where he would lead by divine guidance the whole nation that had come into this place.